Beetroot juice reduces blood pressure in people over 60. Beetroot juice lowers blood pressure in people aged 60 and older, but has no effect on younger people, a recent study found. Beetroot juice is rich in nitrates, which can be converted into nitric oxide, a compound that helps reduce blood pressure and improve heart function. Researchers found that older people have a specific mix of bacteria in their mouths that can help convert more nitrate into nitric oxide. The difference comes down to how aging changes the mix of bacteria in our mouths, a shift that determines whether dietary nitrates can be converted into nitric oxide, a compound that can improve circulation, heart function, and exercise performance. This research is a great example of how bioscience can help us better understand the complex links between diet, the microbiome, and healthy aging, Lee Beniston, Associate Director for Industry Partnerships and Collaborative Research and Development at the Biotechnology and Biological Sciences Research Council, which funded the study, said in a press release. More beneficial bacteria in older adults. The study, recently published in Free Radical Biology and Medicine, compared how younger and older adults responded to drinking beetroot juice over 2 weeks. Researchers from the University of Exeter recruited 75 adults, 39 under age 30 and 36 in their 60s and 70s, for a controlled trial comparing beetroot juice effects across age groups. Both age groups showed changes in mouth bacteria after drinking the beetroot juice. Blood pressure in the older group was higher at the start and dropped after drinking the nitrate-rich juice, while the younger group, already in the normal range, showed no change. In both groups, harmful bacteria called Prevotella decreased, while Rothea streptococcus, a bacterium known to support heart health, and Neisseria, a bacterium known to support brain health, increased. An imbalance between good and harmful bacteria in the mouth can reduce the conversion of nitrate into nitric oxide, which is essential for healthy blood vessels and blood pressure regulation. Of note, the older group showed a greater abundance of beneficial bacteria after beetroot supplementation, along with higher nitrate levels in their blood. Researchers also tested the effects of using antiseptic mouthwash on the oral microbiome and how it would affect blood pressure. Young adults who rinsed their mouths with antiseptic mouthwash twice daily had reduced bacterial diversity. Their blood vessels were also less responsive to beetroot juice supplementation. This study reaffirms what many in the dental field have observed for years. Oral health plays a critical role in systemic wellness, especially in aging populations, Dr. Sundeep Satcher, a dentist and owner of Satcher Dental in New York City, who was not involved in the study, told the Epoch Times. Satcher noted that routine dental care and consistent oral hygiene practices also play a significant role in shaping the composition of the oral microbiome, including the presence of nitrate-reducing bacteria. Good oral hygiene is key to maintaining a healthy balance of bacteria in the mouth, where diverse microorganisms, including beneficial ones, reside. Brushing and flossing help prevent the overgrowth of harmful bacteria that can lead to tooth decay and gum disease, while also promoting the growth of beneficial bacteria that contribute to overall oral health. Encouraging older adults to consume more nitrate-rich vegetables could have significant long-term health benefits, study author Annie Van Hattalo, a professor at the University of Exeter who has a doctorate in exercise physiology, said in a press release. A food-first approach to health. Nitrates are important for vascular health because they help improve blood flow by helping blood vessels relax, causing blood pressure to decrease, Stephanie Schiff, a registered dietitian nutritionist at Northwell Health's Huntington Hospital, who was not involved in the study, told the Epoch Times. She noted that leafy greens like spinach, romaine lettuce, fennel, arugula, radishes, and parsley are also rich sources of nitrates. How you cook vegetables can make a big difference in how much nitrate they retain. Boiling causes the largest loss of nitrates, as the nitrates are leached out into the cooking water, said Schiff. Exposure to high heat over a prolonged period of time can cause nitrates to degrade, she noted, adding that steaming, microwaving, and roasting are cooking methods that allow food to retain a good amount of nitrates. Schiff emphasized that eating nitrate-rich vegetables raw is a good way to get the highest amount of nitrates. People living with diabetes should be careful if they drink beetroot juice, as it may increase blood sugar. Whole beetroot has fiber and may not increase your blood sugar as much, she said, recommending blood sugar monitoring for those with diabetes or pre-diabetes trying beetroot products. The study paves the way for larger studies to explore the influence of lifestyle factors and biological sex in how people respond to dietary nitrate supplementation, said co-author Andrew Jones, a professor of applied physiology at the University of Exeter. Adam Gilbert, a certified nutrition coach and founder of My Body Tutor, a personal fitness and coaching service not involved in the study, told the Epoch Times that findings like these are why he believes in a food-first approach to health. Medications manage symptoms, Gilbert said, but food addresses causes. When we eat nitrate-rich vegetables regularly, we're not just managing blood pressure, we're supporting overall circulation and heart health naturally, he added. I've seen clients reduce their need for blood pressure meds by consistently eating more vegetables and staying active, Gilbert said, emphasizing that food comes with benefits, not side effects.